Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Organizers claim it's the biggest nurses' strike in U.S. history, involving two hospital chains, Kaiser Permanente and Sutter Health, and two unions, the National Union of Healthcare Workers and the California Nurses Association. Today, some 23,000 people walk off the job for a day. Yesterday, about 2,500 took to the picket lines in Southern California. L.A. Bureau Chief Chrissy Clark reports.
Outside a Kaiser hospital in Los Angeles, hundreds of nurses, psychiatrists, and other healthcare professionals in scrubs and Red Union t-shirts marched. They've been in heated contract negotiations with their employer for months now. Nurse Maggie Lazo says Kaiser's asking people like her to sacrifice too much.
I don't know what's going on with them because they want us to cut everywhere. Cut our retirement, cut our education benefits, cut our health benefits.
Ironic though it may be that a healthcare worker is worried about her own healthcare benefits, it's an issue that's erupting at hospitals across California. Employers are pushing to raise copays and employee contributions. Another issue driving the strikes is staffing levels. The more patients you're assigned, the less care they get, says nurse Lynetta Fitzhugh.
I feel unsafe being here even as a patient, and that's mainly why we out here.
Fitzhugh's represented by the National Union of Healthcare Workers. Vice President John Borsos was also on the picket lines outside Kaiser.
They pay their CEO $8 million a year, even though they're a not-for-profit, while at the same time trying to achieve unprecedented takeaways for the caregivers while denying them a voice in how the facilities are staffed.
Well, we're disappointed by the union's reaction.
John Nelson is a spokesman for Kaiser. He says big healthcare facilities like his need to pay senior management enough to attract the best leadership. And when it comes to the reductions in health benefits that Kaiser's pushing on its workers,
just as everyone else in the world's economy is experiencing, the rising cost of healthcare benefits continues to go up, and we're trying to find ways to address those.
The hospitals targeted by this week's walkouts will remain open, with contract nurses filling in. But Jan Emerson Shea with the California Hospital Association says all the same, the strikes across California will be disruptive.
We don't understand how taking more than 20,000 nurses away from caring for patients and having them walk a picket line improves and advances quality patient care.
In fact, a study that came out last year found that patient mortality rates do go up during strikes at hospitals. Joanne Spetz, a healthcare economist with UCSF, says while management points the finger at the striking nurses,
a nurse might say in response to that, yeah, it's a short-term risk, but what we're trying to do is prevent bigger harm in the long term.
The strikes across the state will conclude by the end of the day tomorrow. For the California Report, I'm Chrissy Clark in Los Angeles.
Special thanks to our intern Bridget Bodner for her help on this story. Narcotics agents on the trail of marijuana exports from Northern California's Emerald Triangle have found the retail end of one shipment involves two National Football League players. The story comes from California Watch, a project of the Center for Investigative Reporting. Michael Montgomery of California Watch delivers the details.
Earlier this month, state drug agents in Sacramento discovered a shipment of high-grade marijuana being sent from Eureka on the North Coast to Kentucky. On Tuesday, local Kentucky police followed the delivery of the parcel to a home just across the state line from Cincinnati.
The house was set up as a potential distribution network.
Tommy Lanier heads the National Marijuana Initiative, which is funded by the White House and coordinates law enforcement efforts around the country.
They had scales, they had packaging material, they had it all set up to receive supplies of high-grade marijuana from Northern California, and from there it was being distributed from that residence.
The bust is starting to make waves because police say the owner of the luxury home where the pot was found is Jerome Simpson, a wide receiver for the Cincinnati Bengals football team. Simpson was briefly detained along with another Bengals player, offensive lineman Anthony Collins. Neither has been charged, and local authorities declined to comment. But Michelle Gregory of the California Bureau of Narcotics Enforcement said the bust was part of a broader operation to intercept marijuana being shipped out of state by drug trafficking organizations. Gregory said in this case, police seized just under 10 pounds of pot.
You're not talking kilos or hundreds of pounds getting shipped, because that's obvious. But it's still the same idea that, you know, people are selling a product, they know it's illegal, and they're getting that money back, which just helps fund more of what they're doing.
Gregory said the U.S. Attorney's Office in Sacramento has now opened an investigation. Officials from the NFL and Cincinnati Bengals said they would not comment on the case while it is being investigated. For the California Report, I'm Michael Montgomery.
Orange County prosecutors have charged two Fullerton police officers in the death of a schizophrenic homeless man last July. Officer Manuel Ramos faces a charge of second-degree murder and Corporal Jay Cicinelli involuntary manslaughter and felony use of excessive force in the death of Kelly Thomas. At a press conference yesterday, District Attorney Tony Rakakis said his office talked to dozens of witnesses and reviewed numerous videotapes to determine the officers were responsible for escalating the encounter.
It went from a fairly routine police investigation, a fairly routine police detention, to an impending beating by an angry police officer, by a police officer who wanted to F him up with his fists.
Witnesses told police investigators that Thomas ran when officers attempted to search his bag. Ultimately, six police officers engaged in beating an unarmed man. Thomas was repeatedly punched in the ribs, kneed in the head, and tasered as he begged for the officers to stop. He later died of his injuries at a hospital. An attorney for Officer Ramos called the charges against his client unprecedented and unjustified. If convicted, Ramos could face life in prison. He's being held on $1 million bail. Cicinelli has been released on bail and is scheduled to appear in court in November. District Attorney Rakakis said the four other officers involved were not charged primarily because they didn't witness the exchange between Ramos and Thomas and were unaware that Ramos had issued threats. That's the California Report for Wednesday, September 22nd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children. The California Healthcare Foundation, supporting ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org. And URS Corporation, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical services to public agencies and private companies. URScorp.com.